from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
An uneasy calm prevails in Jamaica's troubled West Kingston area. The question of extending British citizenship to overseas territories is being debated in London. And a former U.S. diplomat faults CARICOM, the OAS, and Washington for their so-called pro-Aristide stand. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In Jamaica, there's been a lull in the violence which broke out at the weekend and left more than 20 people dead. Business leaders have toured the affected West Kingston area and are said to be drawing up a plan aimed at diffusing the tension. They were scheduled to hold talks with Prime Minister Fiji Patterson. A spokesman for the businessmen said they were appalled at the conditions they saw. Trevor McMillan was Jamaica's police commissioner from 1993 to 1996. I put it to him that 3 days of gun battles which claimed 23 lives must be of tremendous concern to the country.
It is, and I think people are very concerned about it. And I think that some sort of investigation, some sort of inquiry will have to take place to find out exactly what went wrong on this occasion.
But as a former police commissioner, what sort of advice would you give the authorities on how to tackle this kind of situation if you were asked?
There's only one way to stop the problem, and it's to deal with the causes of the problem. The causes of the problem are socio-economic. There needs to be employment, there needs to be investment, so employment can be generated.